Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with paranormal investigator Michelle Roos about a ghost hunt event in Washington this Saturday. So, as a paranormal investigator, is there a such thing as a typical day?
No. It is pretty much 99% of the time in the dark, talking to yourself. And that's kind of what a paranormal investigator is, trying to see what might be on the other side and then will it communicate with you.
So, are there any other common duties or roles where if someone calls you and they want you to check out a building, are there some things that you're going to do every time, or is it a case-by-case situation?
Well, if it is a private case, we do each case-by-case, depending on, you know, what they're saying is happening, because we're not just taking care of what they see that might be paranormal, but we're also having to work with that family, you know, especially if they're stressed out about it or other things are going on. So we take each case, you know, very seriously. We start with a complete intake, get all the information, and then we just start working it step by step. The events are a little different. It is one where people can pay to come with us to locations and actually just do investigations using, you know, some of the top electronic devices that they have out there and hopefully, you know, have some kind of experience.
So as the founder for Riverside Iowa Paranormal, I know there's several chapters around the country, but was there a strategic reason for basing one of those chapters in Riverside, Iowa, or is that just a matter of that's where you were at the time?
That's where I'm at right now, and I wanted to make like a home base, but I was really focusing trying to get the Midwest. When we see a lot of shows or hear about a lot of events, they're either on the East Coast or the West Coast. It was like the Midwest was kind of just left open. And so we wanted to make sure that we were in a location that within a 4 to 5 hour drive anywhere, we would be able to help those that would need us.
Would you say that a majority of the cases that you do are in the Midwest, or is it just anyone who needs that help, you're going?
A lot of it is in the Midwest. We do help a lot of people via Zoom. Or talking, if we can't get to them, we do partner up with other paranormal groups that are still doing that type of work to make sure they're still getting the help they're looking for.
And this whole realm of the paranormal fascinates me. And if there's anyone in Washington who feels the same way, they're actually going to have the chance to participate in a ghost hunt that's coming up this weekend. Could you please tell me a little bit about the event?
Absolutely. This one excites me. We went in by ourselves to see if there was anything going on there, and we got some great evidence. We're going to be at the Haunted Victorian View, and that is over here off of West 2nd Street. It is the most beautiful location. They can actually join us. We have limited tickets. They can actually start coming in at 7:30, and they will be there until about 2 a.m., and we will be doing investigations throughout the evening. They can do just a general admission, or because she does have some amazing rooms there, if you're brave enough, you can actually get the room and the investigation and spend the whole night there.
So there could be the potential, if people truly want to be isolated, so to speak, by themselves in this house.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's one of those when you investigate with us on an event, we always tell people, you know, you can tell us what your limits are. And after you do, we're going to dare you. Then we're going to double dog dare you. But we're always there with you throughout the investigations and all that. So we never leave anybody, you know, by themselves. We do have people with different abilities. So sometimes if they're one of the psychic mediums are there, if a loved one comes through while we're doing an investigation, that will come out. So you're not alone, but we'll still put you in small places by yourself just to see.
Do you have any background on the history of this house that might lead to paranormal activity or any hints at some of the evidence you did pick up earlier?
Well, we did get some children, and we're still trying to date it. And a lot of people have to remember, when we go to these locations, normally it is not the home or building. It could be the land. There has been reported one death that happened there on the ground. And right now, this is a new discovery for everyone. So this is the very first event at this location. And anybody that joins us this weekend will actually be helping us continuing to get more evidence so we can start telling the history of the location and the property.
So they would, in essence, be a part of some of the initial investigations to ever take place at this site.
Absolutely. This is the first real event, and they will be helping us trying to uncover some of the history and secrets that this place might hold.
Michelle, as we start to wrap up, if there is someone in our listening area who's experiencing issues that they believe to be of the paranormal, how do they get into contact with you or Riverside Iowa Paranormal?
The best way, if they're really needing some help, is they can actually email us, and it would be riversideiowaparanormal@gmail.com. And we will normally, within 24 hours, contact you back to start the conversation. If anybody is interested in being an investigator for an evening, we do have events on thriller.events. We keep everything confidential, so nobody else will know what we're doing, or, you know, unless you tell them.
That was Michelle Roos joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the ghost hunt coming to Washington this Saturday. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.